it sounds very difficult to answer. The question that I believe invariably we all wonder about from time to time. Someone asked me two words. Why me? Actually, his question really was, how could I do it? He's going through very difficult periods. He found learning to be hard. Davening, everything was hard. The Oilem Choshech Ba'adai. And he asked me, how am I supposed to go on? How am I supposed to continue when everything is so hard? And the truth is, we often think this question maybe in a smaller scale, but we often wonder, why me, how me? He has it easier than me. He has a better kishrin, he has a quicker tvisa, he has a nicer family, he has better midas, he has better tchunos. And the truth is, it is a good question. It is a valid question. But there's one very serious mistake in the wording of why me. Because in reality, it's not just a question of why me. Because everybody, every person has his own struggles, has his own difficulty. Each person has his own nisyonos achayim. The Medrash in Shema Yisrael, Lamed Aleph, Ayat Gimel, says, Ashrei Adam Shu Oymed Ben Nisyonos. Glücklich is a person that's oymed bin isyoinai. She'ein birya, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu menasa oysoi. There's nobody in this oylem has, in the oylem anasayin, that doesn't have an asayin. Every person has isyoinis in oylem hazeh. Or like the Mesillat Yesharim in Perek Aleph speaks bariches about this concept. And he writes it even clearer than the Medrash. Ki ikka mitziya ta'odam bi'olam hazeh hu rak v'kayim ha-mitzvahs v'lavayt v'la'amayt b'nisayim. In other words, what he's telling us, what the Medrash is teaching us, that's what life is all about. To get up one morning and not have a cheshit to learn, and in spite of that to learn, that's a nisayim. To struggle with midas rois, to grapple with the urge to get even with someone and instead realize that I'm going to be mevata. Not to say the word, the Lashon Hara, the Einaz Dvarim. That's all what we're here for in this world. And this is the Matthias. Ein Birya She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menasa Oisi. Every person, every human being on Olam Hazeh has his own Nisayim. And Gedolim too. I don't think I'll be revealing if I say Gedolim also have Nisyonos. Or probably more accurately, Gedolim have bigger Nisyonos. You all know the Chazal, Kol HaGadol Michaveiro Yitzri Gadol Imenu. That's not a chizuk, that's a reality. The Goyan said about himself that every day he learns is more difficult than the day previously. Every day it becomes harder and harder for the Heiliger Goyim to learn, whatever that means. But that's what Olam Hazeh, that's what it means being in Olam Hazeh. You know, we have a tendency, maybe it comes from a good Shoresh, that we picture Gedolim, we imagine Gedolim. So how do we pick their lives? When he was 5, he knew Gan Tanach. When he was 15, he knew Shas. And he lived happily ever after. Never hurt a fly, never had a bad tchuna, never had an urge to say Lashon Hara. The perfect, perfect person. Mamash HaMalach. And maybe we feel that that's Kavod HaTayyar. After all, a tzaddik, do you think he ever had an assayin to say Lashon Hara? Do you think he ever had an assayin to get angry? But you know something? There's nothing that's more further than the truth than that statement. And I once told someone, I believe this in Lulah Shalema, if someone had said that, he's guilty of two major avlos. Number one is the Zoyin HaTayra, and the second is Gezel HaRabim. Why is it the Zoyin HaTayra?
I'll tell you why.
Do you think it's godless? Do you think it's gedulah for someone to be born a malach, live a malach, and die as a malach? Isn't it obvious that tzaddik is the one that struggles and has difficulties and didn't have cheshek to learn and had a kas and had a temper? So you're telling me that he's not a gadol, he's a malach? You're telling me he didn't struggle in life? He didn't have his ups and downs? So you're being mevazeh the gadol? And that's a colossal bezayin hatayir. The true godless, the true Adam gadol, is Ashrei Misha Oymed Binis Yoinoi. And it's also Gezel Harab. Because you're depriving us of ever learning, of ever getting chizuk, of getting a sayeris from the gedolim. In other words, it doesn't pay to learn about gedolim, read about gedolim, hear about gedolim. What did they do? They didn't have problems. They didn't have nisyonis. They didn't have challenges. And that's Gezel Harab. And it's also not emes. Because kol godli michaveri yitzri godli menu, every person has his own nisoyin. Avutna zechayinu levrachin de pachad yitzchak michtavim michtav kufchav ches. He says it in his own unique way. He writes, ra choylihi atzlenu, it's a terrible sickness that we have, that we speak about gedolim. We look at the sikum ha'achon shamalos, and we look at the end, they live happily ever after, they finish shas, and it's just wonderful. But we skip, he writes, medalgim ala ha'ma'avik ha'pnimi, the inner struggle that went through, that accompanied their entire lives. And we think, he writes, we have the impression as if kilu yotzu mitachas yad ha'yotza b'kumosu muvitzionan, they came out the perfect person. But mi ideya, he writes, min ha'milchama is the battles, ha'mavokim, the struggles, ha'michshoylem, the difficulties, and the nefilos, yes, the nefilos, and the sigos ocher, and they went backwards in life, struggling to become the Adam Gadol. And then he goes on to explain, and that's why a bacha who wants to go on derech aliyah, he's flustered, he's overwhelmed, he feels he's a bilti mutzvah, because gedolim were born gedolim and lived gedolim. But I have problems, I have nisyonis, I have shrekaitim. And that's what the Medrash is teaching us. She'ein Beria, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menasa Oisei. There's no such person that doesn't have his own Nisyonis. And Kol HaGadol Michaveri, believe me, is Yitzer HaGadol Menu. And I once said, I personally get a chizik in Emunah, being with B'nai Torah, with B'nai Aliyah, because I see how remarkably emes, how remarkably accurate it is, she'ein beria she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu menasa yisai. Hundreds, and you could, over the year, I've known thousands of B'nai Torah, and each has his own nisayon. Each has his own struggle, like Yizek, Yizek, Zebekai, Vezebekai. But you probably should get a chizik in Emunas Chachamim, how emes the Medrash word is. So if you want to ask the question, why me? It's inaccurate, it's wrong. Why all of us? Why is it so true? Why is that intrinsic to Olam Hazeh? She'ein Beria, she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menasa Yisrael. So that Vashteitzach is a shmush for itself. Why it has to be, why we have to go through difficulties. It's a sugi that we have to speak by Riches. But that's how I focus tonight. If you want to see, you look in the Mishil Tisharim, Perik Beis, Rabbi Ruchim in the Sochma Musa Chelik Beis, Simon Lamad Ches, on, has a number of shmuzim in Sefer Das Torah and Pasha Vayeshev. He also discusses this, why it has to be, why, what's wrong with Vikesh, Yankov, Leisha, Bishalva, why can't it be easy? Rav Chatzkul in the Chelik Hei, the Sefer called Torah Vadas, in the Darche Shemaim, he has a number of brilliant shmuzim. If you want to see, you could look. But I want to discuss today not the why us, but how. How can we go through life with constant struggles and overcoming different hurdles? Eich yecholim lichvayish har gevoye kazeh. How do we go through a regular day it looks like it's going to be one of those days that you think, you know, Beis Shammah was right, Noyach Loi Shalai Nivra, today's going to be that day. It's hard to get out of bed already, and the learning's without chesik, or a person feels that he knows that the tchuni has certain midos worse than the other person, which is very possible. Some people, I've heard recently, are struggling with taivis. The kids who were talking to erlicha people, who want to have a good day, who do have a good day, who know so clearly what it means, Ma hafti sarasecha kol hayayim sichalsi. But those are the good days. How do you deal with the difficult days? How do you encounter the daily nisyonos? You know, we all know you have a test, you have to study. If you don't study, you probably will fail. We all have an nisyon, we all have a test, and we have to study. We have to study for the daily nisyonos, mikatan vad gadol. And that's what we're trying to do tonight, Be'ez Hashem. To answer the question, how are we supposed to do it? I want to share with you a machshava that I once told someone. He was having his ups and downs. He was having the good days and the bad days. And one day I met him. I said, "No, tell me, how was your week? How'd it go?" He said, "Well, you know how it is. I had my ups and downs. Sunday, you should know, was a good day. Sunday, I learned Bahasmada. Not only that, I learned after Tudarim. It was such a shmaki day. It's almost as if the Etzahara was on vacation. Mamas was a great day. Monday wasn't a good day. Monday, I woke up again with the feeling that we discussed. No cheshik, no ratzin. I try to follow your advice. If you don't have cheshik to learn Sabas Tutman, to learn on a cheshik. Baruch Hashem, I learned. But it wasn't Sunday. It was such a hard, such a bad day. I pushed, I tried. I learned the full Seder. It was a very, very difficult day. And Tuesday and Wednesday, he started describing it. And I want to tell you that is a terrible, terrible mistake. And maybe this is why we ask, tell me, how are we supposed to do it? Because you know something? It's true. Sunday was a good day. He learned. He was zeichet to learn the Abis, the Torah. That's a good day. But Monday? He used the time properly. He struggled, but he used the time. Monday wasn't a good day. Monday was a great day. Monday was a day that was very, very good. And this is not my chiddush. This is not my definition of what's good and what's great. I believe this is a pasuk in the Torah. We find the Parshas Bereishis after the entire Bria Shemayim Va'aretz, the splendor, the beauty that goes into the Aretz and Malaya Teva V'Yoshreva. So the pasuk summarizes Vayar Likim as Kol Asha Asa. Can you imagine Sheishis Yimei Abreishis, what goes into the Kol Asha Asa? V'hine Toiv Ma'oid. Toiv Ma'oid, the world is Toiv Ma'oid. Doesn't need any hezva. Marabu Masecha Hashem, Hashemayim Mitzapim Kavoy Kel. We know what Toiv Ma'oid is. But Chazal didn't define it the way we would have defined it. The Medrash in Parshas Tes on that pasuk says, V'hine Toiv Ma'oid. What does it mean, Toiv Ma'oid? What is the definition of something that's Toiv Ma'oid from the Abish's entire Bria? Toiv Ma'oid? Ve'yetzahar. I'm going to say that again. Toiv ma'oid from the whole Bria, that Yetzahara. I saw that, I was amazed. Is that the Toiv ma'oid? The only thing in the whole world, this beautiful world, Toiv ma'oid is the Yetzahara? The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis, gives us descriptions. Yetzahara is Ra, Orel, Tomei, Soine, V'chulu. The Chazal had no other description, no other definition of Toiv Ma'oid than saying that's the Yetzer Hara. Do you mean to tell me don't have a cheshik to learn, when I have a burning taiva, when I have a yetzahara to zogim arayim, when I can't be a sava when I know I have to be, struggles, difficulty, that toiv ma'id, you couldn't think of anything that toiv ma'id but that. Not only you don't say it's terrible, it's horrible, not only you don't say it's toiv, but that toiv ma'id, from the whole bria, yetzahara is toiv ma'id. We can't understand it. And that's why we don't know how to deal with difficulty. And that's why we say the Sunday was good and the Monday was bad. But Chazal HaKadoshim, they knew what life was all about. They knew what it means, Ashrei, Ashrei, Glik Lech Mishu Oymed Benesiyonai. Because Chazal understood so clearly the Maima that the Makar is actually in others that have nothing to gimel. Toiv loyla adam dove echad mitzar mi meya berevach. The Velz of Toiv echad mitzar mi meya shaloy mitzar. No, but the Makar is this, others that have nothing. That in Shemayim there's a mitzias, there's a currency of Toiv echad mitzar, one day, one difficult day, is more than meya shaloy mitzar, meya berevach. So which is a better day? Sunday when everything went to smith, or Monday when it was difficult? Yetzirah, Toiv Ma'ayid, we can't understand it. Little Torah, Tivus, bad Midas, that's Rasha Barah. But you know what Toiv Ma'ayid is? The Netiya, the urge, the Cheshik to do the wrong thing. And then you put your foot down and you say, Mekach Natsarti, not to give in. I was created to want to say something and be choysem pip, I should keep quiet. I was created at Sunday to taflen and onacheshik. I was created to be angry and feel I want to get even, but I know, like the Rambam writes, Hisparu b'sevel. It's the biggest gevulah to be the savlin. The tchuna, I'm about kas, but I won't get the kas. That's toiv ma'ayid. We all know the Mishnah Navos, but from Tzara Agra, that's currency, that's chayin shemayim. Toiv is good, but toiv ma'ayid, when there's from Tzara, then there's the Agra. I once saw a letter of Chaim Friedlander, the Chayin of Avrach, and the Sefer Chayim, Chayilik Aleph, in the beginning, in Perek Ches. He writes to someone who was Nebuch dying from Yanamachla, and he was writing it in the hospital. He was also Nebuch in that situation, and he was attempting to be mechazik, that sick person who was unable because of his tragic situation to learn and daven as he wanted to be. So Abchayim writes him a pashta cheshbon. So Chazal say teivechad b'tzar meir shaloi b'tzar. So any etchazkes that you have now in this difficult period, it's better than Meir Shaloi B'tzar. So he writes, the Epshib is my mu'et lifoil, mashetzarech, the matzav ragil, shonen rabot. Being in such a matzav of tzar, in such a difficult matzav of tzar, and if you're mechazik, whatever you have, it's magnified by 100 times. That's not tanchumin shel hevel, that's reality. That in Shemayim, there's a chesmen of toivechad b'tzar. And that's why it's Toiv Ma'ayid. You know, I'm always despoiled how Chazal saw this as such chushes, such reality. The Gemara in Sukkah, that's in Beis, we can't say it, but a very modern Gemara. The Gemara said, lost the love when the day they were so anxiously waiting for, that the Abishta will shech them al hamavet, that soinah, that ra, that michshel, zok the Gemara, they're going to make a hesped. Tzadikim will make a hesped, and not from a hesped, but like the Gemara's mazbet, them is a pasuk in Navi, like a hesped that one makes when he loses his ben yachid, he loses his only child. So say to the Gemara, what are you talking about? We finally shech the Yetzirah, we should make a su this mitzvah, and why are we making a hesped like we lost the chalila, a ben yachid? So the Gemara, you know what the shadid, I'll tell you. Because it says when the Abish Tzibur Shech the Yetzihara Tzadikim Boichim Vo'ayim Mimeich V'choyim Omlich Voish Har Gevoye Kazeh. Aha! So now we understand it. You know why they make the Hesped? Because Tzadikim Boichim So when you cry, you make a hesed. Pillar crying, what's a hesed? You make a hesed when you cry. And why in the world are you crying when we finally got rid of that ra, that mikshel, that soyle, that mesukit? So the mashal says, it can't be the pshat crying with pech simcha, which is plausible, because why are you making a hesed? So correcting myself, what's time to Gemara to claim that Mr. Posh of the Tage? Look to myself, you know why Tzadikim cry? And you know why they cry as if they lost a Ben Yochid? It's based on the Pasuk in Bereishis. Vayar likim et v'hinei toiv ma'oid, zeh yetzahar. They lost toiv ma'oid, gevald, as I have like a Mitzvah Ben Yochid. They lost something that is the epitome of Taimai, and that's why they're crying. Mitzarim Harigasai, they don't have Taimai. Do you think the Mashah said that Monday was a bad day? Or the Mashah realized that was a Taimai? Mavel Aharayin, how you look at things, how Chazal understood Toiv Echad, Mitzar is a Mitzias, but from Tzara Ad is a Mitzias. You know, in English there's an expression, no pain, no gain. Chochma, that's not a Chochma, but from Tzara Ad. And that shot in the Medrash, the Pasha, the Pshat, Toiv Ma'oid from the whole Bria, from the Shenkat of the Bria, the only thing of Toiv Ma'oid is Yetzahara. That a year that is full of tzar and full of chalish yadas, and he's sabrach and he's not learning good, he's not davening good, and he starts, and he looks at his chava who's flying ahead of him, and he says, "Avol amaita, I'm going to learn, I'm going to do it." That's toiv ma'oid. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because at that moment, when the person is forgetting his own tzar, he's overlooking his own chalish yadas, when he's forgetting his sabrachinkeit, and he takes out the Gemara and says, Amar Baya, Amar Rava. You know what Davis is doing? The Kutzer Baruch Hu is calling Vamalya Delay, and he's telling them, Chazu, Chazu, Banai Chavivi, the Chavivai, the Mistachim, B'tzara Deloin, the Askin B'chadvus of the Lee. That's what the Yavish is doing. Because the Yavish to see that a person is full of Chalisha Zadat, and full of Tzabrachinkeit, and he learns anyhow. And that's Tzayt Malayit. But you don't have chesed, you're full of tzar. That is chayin shamayim. When the Eibishter made the beautiful world, it was a beautiful world. But he didn't call together Pamalia Delay. Hinei toy ma'oid is the struggle, is the nesyonis, is the tchunai. When you look around and you see, I have family problems and no one else does. Why me? How me? And you struggle and you stagzich. And the Yavish is saying, Chazu, Chazu, cook of the Bria Shebarasi. The Mishtachin B'tzara Deloim. And that's just one Hezbah. Rabbi Ruchem, in the Daf Torah, in the end of the Zayta Bracha, he writes, when he heard in the, right before the war, they made a gezeirah that the shechita was outlawed in Poland. So he writes how he was sabrach, and he literally became sick because he realized the implication of that gezeirah. And then immediately he says, I shouldn't be pissed off, I should be very, very happy. And he says the yesod gadol. And he says, you know, if kachi daki shalaylam, a soldier looks forward and he loves war. Why should he love war? Rabbi Yochum says, Pashit. Because in peacetime, he can't move up. He's a private, wipe that private. But during war, during Bachama, he does one heroic act, he could be elevated, he could move up, he could have an aliyah in the floor. Zok Rabbi Yochum, and it's good to see the whole thing, I'm just telling you the kitzah. That's what an Assyrian is. That's what the Machemet Ayat is. B'shas Melchama, a person can go Maila Maila in one act, in one courageous act. And then he writes, so why do I feel bad? Why am I tzibrachin? If the Abish is giving us an Assyrian, it's an ability to grow. And this is another hezba, a different pshat in the Fumtzara Agra. It's not only Tchar and Yenevelt, but the Tchar and Dervelt. Because as the Chavetz Chaim in Parshas Ekev, when the Torah first speaks about this Yoinis, the Chavetz Chaim quotes a Medrash, that before a person is Zaycha to Aliyah, there has to be an Asayim. Because why do you think you deserve it? Reb Chatzkel in the Mechtavim Kuflam Etches, it's a beautiful letter, it's kedai to learn it slowly, often. He explained that Pavlin Medrash Bikesh Yangav Leisha B'Shalva, and the Eibishter was critical of that. What's wrong? But then in the end, he quotes a Medrash. It's something I think we have to think about halacha l'maisa. That the Medrash says that the Eibishter had a taina on Yankov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu said, Lama Hari Yaisa. Why did you do bad to me by informing Yosef that you have a brother? So Zohar, the Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu felt that was a taina. Why? What was the taina? Ani oisik lahamlich b'noi b'mitzrayim. I'm busy giving him this tremendous hatzala, this revacha, to save Klal Yisrael. Un'eshayt lo mahari yosa. Doesn't he know there's a master plan? And if you don't understand every step, but how can you say Lama Hari Isa? And Reb Chatzkel quotes from the Ramchal, the Ebonah of, that's a klal for every person's Nisayim. But if you have a difficulty, it's shot at a stepping stool to bigger Madreigis. And maybe sometimes when we cry, why me? We should ask ourselves, how can you say Lama Hari Yaisa? The Avish is trying to give you a Madrega, to give you an Aliyah. What's right for Lama Hari Yaisa? And that's also part of the Pumsara Agra, of Devel. I once had a problem that bothered me, and I went to the disciples of Chayin Al-Racha, and we discussed it. And he says, you know, Chavetz Chaim had a very difficult year. He was unable to learn the Davin. And the Chavetz Chaim used to say, Kol Yamav, whatever he was Zaycha to, he said, if the Bissel was Yitzchak Zaycha given, but we know what the Bissel of Chavetz Chaim was Zaycha to in his Langi Gebenshke Yorin, the Bissel was Yitzchak Zaycha given, was a Dank Yeniyah. Those are the words the disciple told me. That's the Pshat. That's a different implication of a Fumtzara Agra. That not only in Yenevel does Tayrechad Bitzar, but when someone is Oymed Ben Israel, he gets a bigger Madrega. Not to Shrai Lama Harayoysa. But you know what the obvious question is? It's easier said than done. I'm not supposed to be worried. I'm not supposed to be concerned. But I am concerned. I'm only human. I look around and I see that I don't remember things like my chaveim. They have a shafer, a kishin. They have a nice of family. And when you get older, there's parnasa, there's gezunt. There's a whole list of problems that could plague a person. How am I supposed to go on? Not to worry. It's easy to say that, but how do we do it? So I want to tell you about Be'ez Hashem what I think is a practical, an attainable way of looking at the long derech in Olam Hazeh. There was someone that I was trying to be mechazik, and believe me, he needed chizik a lot more than the average. I told him something that I think we could all benefit from. I told him, imagine the following thing. Take a rope, on one side, tie it to one of the World Trade Centers. Those are now from America, it's very, very hot. Tie it to the other World Trade Center and get a hold of two heavy suitcases and walk across with your eyes closed. So after he fainted from hearing the idea, just the idea alone, I said, but one second, there's one catch. The Navi, a respectable Navi, an Erlich Navi, came in the name of the Abish to Kaviyach HaLalein and said, I guarantee you will do it in a moment's time. And of course, when you get to the other side, there's a schar nifla waiting for you. Now, needless to say, every person would do it. I mean, which nar wouldn't, if the Avis Kaviyachu promises you'll make it, it's probably safer than walking across the street. And even if the person is the teva, pachsin, he's the one that's afraid to go on the merry-go-round because the horse might run away, and he's one of those type of people. But he's not scared. The Eibishter, the Rebbein Shalom, Kavayachal, does do. So what can be safer? Imagine you're the person, I told him. Imagine you were the person that was the herd in a vu and did it. And people come around, they ask you, new, tell us your experience. How was it? So how would you describe that? Honestly, of course. Will you say that it was no problem? That's not right. I mean, you're walking 1,000 feet above, more than 1,000 feet above, carrying 2 suitcases on a dental floor. So, I mean, it's not no problem. Would you say you weren't scared? You certainly were scared. So why did you do it? You're Mr. Pachtin. So how would you describe that scene? The answer is, it's a strange phenomenon. Mitzad echad, it's the most impossible thing. But mitzad sheni, why did you do it? Because you were guaranteed by Kutzei Brichu with Kaviyachu that there's no problem. You know, when I was young, I knew of the Eimai Mechazal. I didn't know it was in Chazal, but it was a very popular song at the time. And over the years, I researched it to try to find who said it, who put together this maimer. I heard it was from the Chassidus Shikadayim, then I heard from the Bali Musa, and someone told me they both said it. Whatever the point is, but there was a very famous niggun that we sang based on a maimer Chazal. Whoever said it, I don't know. Kol Olam Kulay is Geshe Tzar Miyoy. The whole world is a very, very thin bridge. The Oikra Shalai Lefachet Klal. My mushroom. Walk across the World Trade Center carrying 2 heavy suitcases on a dental floor, but don't worry, just take it easy. But there's a lot of oimus to that. Because the difference is that Kutzei Brichu guarantees you you're going to make it. So is it hard to ask a person to do it? Now you're probably wondering, what am I driving at? It's a nice muscle, it's maybe probably a nice song as well, but what's hard this with my daily struggles of davening and learning and Shmir Salashin and Tikkun Amidus? A lot. There's an awful lot that has to do with this muscle. Because each one of us, Rabbi Sai, is the Nimshik. And I want to tell you a Yisoid. It's from the Ikka Yisoidus and Avodah Sa'adam. It's a Yisoid that's packed with halacha l'maisa, with practical guidance for Olam Hazeh. There are many rayas to the Yisoid, but I'm going to tell you just a few. We know the muscle, the godless, the Mesirat Nefesh, the Hanani, Mishal, Vazaya, they refused to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, and they were told, if not, we're going to throw you into Kipshan, a horrible Misa Mishunah. And yet they emerged, they became the Grace of Mustav Mesirat Nefesh. Remarkable, Gedolim, right? We say, we daven in their schus, Hoshana, and the schus of them. So please tell me, what shana in the Gemara that we all learned? The Gemara in Kesub Islam and Gimel on the day, he said, Azoy, Ilmoli Nagdua Nanya Mishol Bazaria, Polchul the Talmud. In other words, what it sounds like, if the Goyim would have said, if you don't bow down, we're going to hit you, oh boy, they would have bowed down. The Gemara is Chalila trying to question, trying to diminish, trying to negate the godless of Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. What's the posh of the type of that Gemara? Did you ever stop? Ilmali Nagdula Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. It's Kviya. You know what the shot is? I think that Flo said it. I haven't found it, but I heard this many years ago from one of my Rebbeim. The Gemara is teaching us a Yisrael Achayim. Vos Epis, if you ever wonder, Vos Epis, they were threatened to be thrown into the Kibshan Age. Why did they threaten, if you don't do it, I'm going to hit you? You know why? Because then they wouldn't be able to be in the Oymed B'nissayim. And the way the Rishayim HaMazda HaKoshayim L'Sayim, whatever the Cheshbin is, the Rishayim HaMazda HaFanot. But you know why the threat was Kibshan Age? Because that they stood a fighting chance. But Ilmali Nagdula Hananya Mishael Bazaria, they would have lost. In other words, the Nisayan of Kibshan Age was Aryan Vinaira, but it was attainable, it was reachable. Hakashay Lasayf was impossible. You know what the Yisayan Rabbi say is? Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'chunyin B'yaisav. Every person in his particular matzav can be Aymet B'nisayin. Because if not, it wouldn't be his Nisayin. I would like to put it very practically. A person, every person, Mikotin V'ad Gadol, is always bigger, or better yet, a person is always a little bigger than his Nisayin. Maybe not his Chava's Nisayin, maybe not his brother's Nisayin, but a person, Mikotin V'ad Gadol, is always a bit, a little bigger than his Nisayin. Because if the Nisayin were bigger than him, it would never happen. And that's the lesson of Almovin Abdullah, the Hanani, Michelle, Bazaya. They had to be bigger than the Nisayan. And there are many riots from Pasha to Psukim in the Torah. The Sugya, the Fas Torah, a Mabel, the Kasugya, the Rishon, and Matur, and the Parsha, he says, the Torah was Matur, like the Gemara, the Rishon, explained, for a Yid to marry a Goita, a Kananis, an Eisha Zish. Why? For the Gemara in Kedushin, Chavalif. By Dibra Torah, Kineged Yetzahara. So therefore, they were making the do of avoinais chamuris. If I would be the one writing the Torah, Chas v'Shalom, I would say, "Dreidus kikup, be a mensch, learn mussar, and don't touch that goita." What's Shanti Gemara? What do you mean? You mate a goita of an reishazish? But the Eidishta makes a cheshbin. A cheshbin nifla. Can you do it or not? And like the Rishonim in my Masbit during Mocham, whatever the cheshbin is, and it's no greater mitzvah. We all know that, because Saifai is going to be Gerishin, and then Saira Moira. But the point is, to make an issa of something that we cannot be oimid does not exist by the Eidishta. The Torah Tanima on that pasuk has a different makar, the Sugin Chul Nat Yudzayin of Ketul de Chaziri. In Parashat of Eschanan, that the Shas Muhammad, that Yidden were allowed to eat tarfis. Why? Because then the Nisayin was too difficult. The Shlo HaKadosh has an often raya from Parashat of Eschalach, Menachem Alekim, Derech Eretz, Polishtim, Ki'om Alekim, Penyenachem Ha'om, Bereitza, Muhammad, Vishavu Mitzrayim. They might go through that way and they'll fall. So go, and if they fall, it's too bad on them. Well, hope for the best. There's no such thing as hope for the best. If it's too hard, if it's too difficult, it won't happen. Because, like I told you, a person is always somewhat bigger than Nisyoinai, Chazal's Machina Somizuye, than his Nisayan. Maybe his Chavah Nisayan is bigger or smaller, but that's irrelevant. Let's put that more on myself. When someone wakes up in the morning, and he thinks today is going to be Yana Day. Thank you. Today's going to be Yana Day. He should know that as bad as a day could be, he's a little bigger. And you know something? It's not a bad day at all. That's a day that's potentially Toiv Ma'ayiv. That if you start with a line and the Eibishter will call Pamal Yedilei and say, "Look at my kingdom. I try making it difficult for him, but he sends me so much nachas." Or better yet, when someone can't even wake up today, Mesukish Nasa'ayiv, when it comes time for Shachris, and he just can't move, he has the ability. He has the ability. Yeah, it's not a nes to come on time to Shachris, as they say. It's not a nes. If someone has a cheshik to get even with someone, he has the ability to overcome it. And we could go on and on. When someone has family problems, gesund problems, it's as difficult as it is, but he is a bit above it. And we could go on, he's there. But this one tzad hashava, the common denominator from every person's problem that in Olam Hazeh is, you can succeed. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'chunyin B'yaisav, you can overcome it. Of course, a person has to be realistic. He has to know the true definition of success. He has to find comfort in what Chazal say, Toiv Echad B'tzar, Mimeya Shalai B'tzar, and maybe his struggling, his Echad B'tzar, is equal to Yenim's Mimeya Shalai B'tzar. He can't compare himself to someone else. Hatzlacha is a very relative word, and people that don't know that fall into a terrible answer. They want to be him, they want to be him. Sometimes you have to redefine success as Toiv Echad B'tzar. Like Rav Chaim Friedlander wrote to a chayla, you are stickle davening and you are mutzing of a half hour of learning in Shemayim is Meir Shalai Bitar. But a person has to be realistic. But after he's realistic, he has to know that before he began this day, before he began this struggle, before he began this Nisayan, the Eibishter guarantees him. The Eibishter guarantees him you could do it. So when you wake up, or when you're struggling, or when you're going, or when you're coming, and you're having a Nisayan, don't think, how can I do it? Think, how will I do it? Because you could do it. Because if not, it wouldn't happen. The Yetzer Hara sometimes gives us frightening Nisayanis. But you know something? Before the Nisayan came, the Eibishter Kavayachal sent you a message, you could do it. Because if not, you wouldn't have it. Well, the magician in Bereishis, Chavbeza, Izvav, it's a very seemingly funny muscle. But the Yetzer Hara, for 10 days he ruled the world. Everybody that came near him, he made them follow. Until Avram came along, and he saw Sheim by Techelis. He has no hope that he's a listim shuffle. He's a phony. He's a farce. So he fought back, and Avram won. So the Medjus says, what's the Yetzer Hara? A listim shuffle. A con artist. A phony. I don't know. Is the Yetzer Hara phony? Most of the world are his Dreitzer Chassidim. The book Tem Karim Mushtachim, the Yetzer Hara has the most Chassidim in the world. So how can you say he's a phony? I think there's so much irony to that. You know why he's a phony? Because he comes to Reuven, and before he even comes to Reuven, Reuven has a guarantee from the Eibishter that you could be Matzliach. So he could come and he could be dressed up and he could be scary, but a person got the airmail from the Eibishter, you could do it. And every person in his relationship to the Yetzer Hara has a guarantee, as they're a fool before the Matzah. So he's a phony. But people are scared of him. They fall back. Avram says, you phony, I'm not scared of you. That's what it is. But from Gemala Shechna is the way the Eibishter runs the world. So I ask you, Rabbi Yisrael, the muscle I gave you, isn't that the Meir Derech for us in Olam Hazeh? Isn't that a guidance, a source of chizik that each and every one of us could take Lamaisa? We have to walk a tightrope. Yes, it's Amioid, it's true. But don't be scared. Because before you begin, you were guaranteed that you will succeed. If you really want. It's hard, it's frightening, it's difficult, but it's never impossible. It's never impossible, and we have Metzinu B'Toyer Nevi'im U'Ksuvim, that it's never impossible. There's a cheshbon why you have this difficulty and he has this difficulty, and that's what I think is implicit. So I'm a b'nisyoinai, it's custom made, it's tailor fit. Rabbi Shai, your life is not like the belt you wear, one size fits all. That's not the way it goes. Some have this struggle, some have that struggle, some have this difficulty, but you could all succeed if you really want. And if I may paraphrase the lashon of Chazal, Kishem Shepartufayim Shoinais, Kach Nisyaynei Seyim Shoinais. Zebekoi Vezebekoi, Atada Shavah Shabam, we all have a guarantee we could succeed. We all know the Meiser, when in Naftali Amsterdam, the Talmud Muvik of Yisrael, he once got depressed. I don't know if he got depressed, but he acted that way, and he said, Rebbe, so the Gahat, the cup from the Shagis Aryeh, I would be something. Or the Chayat did the hearts from the Sajarash Avoida, one of the big Bali Avoida. No, I would be successful. Or the Chayat the Midas from the Great Rebbe of Yisrael, I would be Matzliach. But look at me, look at Naftali, look at my heart, my Vashtapta heart, look at my cup, look at my Midas. So Naftali, so the Yisrael turned to him and says, Naftali, nay, nay, nay. Do mit dein cup, mit dein heart, mit dein Midas can Matzliach then. I told you the story recently, and I'm repeating it because I see this much more Eimek than I originally thought. Because this is the way it has to be. That each person has to tell himself, Du mit dein Kopf, mit dein Midas, mit dein Herz, mit dein Geschreinheit, mit dein Mischwache, mit dein Gesund. Because if not, it wouldn't be given to you. Yes, do mitzayin cup, mitzayin verstopf, and I stop the cup with your shvacha kishrin. So then, do I have to tell you how many gedolei olam boxed and grew and became gedolim in spite of the shvacha kishrinon? Look in the stipple in the chayolim, chelik beis, perigud beis, the ma'isa mavel moed, the chsam seif is held over. Look in the shiur of Pesach Pruskin, chelik aleph, in the Talmud of a Pesach Pruskin who was the Rebbe Lubit of Rav Moshe Feinstein. A ma'isa tell that Rav Chaim Brisker was made it, how he got hatzlocha in learning by Gevein, he wants to be matzliach. The Mabitze Torah Musa is Chelik Beis on the Kufsam of Gimel Demaiz is also printed. Do Mitzayin Cup, no one is excluded. So I have to tell you that we all, with our Grubbe Herzer, with our Verstopfte Herzer, we could also succeed. We have bad Matthias, that's true. That's where the Ebbets made us. But no one is in a situation that can't succeed. I'm always despoiled. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Hey says Yosef Mechayev Eser Rishoyim. Someone comes to Yerlam Emes, I had too many tithes, I couldn't handle it. I'm Patre, I'm Zachman of Patre. Yosef is Mechayev Rishoyim. Sounds good, right? But you know what Yosef's quote second name was? Yosef HaTzadik. What is Yosef HaTzadik got to do with me? I'm Joe de Baltaiva. What is Yosef HaTzadik? How do you compare Yosef to me? You know what the answer is? Because the way the world goes is do mitzainahar. Yosef had a tremendous insight that none of us could be imitating. But because Yosef HaTzadik, there was a balance, there was a bechira. We don't have Yosef HaTzadik. We don't have Yosef HaTzadik. What the Gemara says that Yosef is Mechayiv Eser Rishoyim and Hillel is Mechayiv the Aniyim, but Mecharsim is Mechayiv the Ashirim. I am not Hillel. You're not Hillel, but you don't have Hillel's Rishoyim. The Gemara is teaching us very clearly, do Mitzayin Kop, Mitzayin Kishoynis, Mitzayin Ashirim, Mitzayin Aniyim, Mitzayin Taivis, you can do it. That's what the Gemara is teaching us. I bother we're not a Yosef, we're not a Hillel. But no one asked you to be Hillel. No one asked you to be Yosef. The Eibishter made that cheshbon nifla ma'oid. You have this amount of koiches, and the nisyonis are going to be custom made. And every person has one tchuna that shavah l'chol nefesh. You're a little bigger. A little bigger than your nisyonis. Midas. We also have to hear over and over. Do medayim midas. Like we spoke last week, the Sefer Erech HaPayim, who was a terrible kaisim b'teva, he changed himself, and he wrote a sefer how? Because he believed in himself. He believed, do medayna av midas, medayna vashtab ta'ar. Instead of crying, lama hariyoysa, ask how will I do it, not how can I do it. Because that's the way the Eibishter makes the world. We all could do it. How often I hear, I'm lost, I'll never stay. I have this problem, I have that problem. That's contrary to the basic hashkafa that we all believe in. That there's an assayin, but the person is always greater. Someone once told me, I can never work on cash. I'm a Tyson, Ben Tyson, the Benoisha Tyson. My maternal grandparents were divorced because of Kaz. My parents are divorced because of Kaz. And that's what I am. Not true. Do mitzayin midas. You could change if you want. If you really want. So why, Taka, unfortunately, do we see so many people not succeeding? If success is the Yad Kol Echad, I'll tell you. There's a story that I remember from when I was in 6th grade. Unfortunately, I don't remember the Gemara I learned yesterday, but this story I remember probably because it's the Chus HaRabim. He's a Bacher there, I remember Arayim, who it is today, he's a big Yavir Grada. In the middle of class, he starts crying, help, I'm dying! Little 6th graders, he turned white, the Rebbe says, Shimon, what's the matter? I'm dying! Tell me, why are you dying? I'm dying from lead poisoning. Why do you think I have lead poisoning? So we had the pencils in the olden days, the wooden pencils instead of his lead. And he, by mistake, wrote on himself and he had lead. So he thought he's dying from lead poisoning because he has lead on his hands. He's dying because he has lead poisoning. Is Gestegen is geflogen, right? People are saying, I'm dying, I have such a shmacha kitchen, I'll never make it. I have such meat, I have such a family. I have such problems, I'm dying. But you forgot. So Ike Shaloy Lefachid Klal, you're not dying. There's an Abish that made a cheshman that gave you dine cup and dine meters and dine kishrainis and your problems. But before you even woke up in the morning, you had the bracha that you're going to succeed. So what's Shreis the Lama Hari Eisa? You're not dying. Relax. People are scared. People are afraid to try. Pashut, people are afraid to try. They give up because I'm lost. I'm the shvach from the class. I have this problem, I have that problem. And like if Saul writes, Ein lecha machlo k'may hayish. That's one problem, I believe. Another problem, when a person does try, but he wakes up one morning, he says, I'm trying. Where's the hatzlacha? And that's because we are heavily influenced from the society we live in. You know, we live in the instant society. No more work, no more haravanya, no more effort. Instant. We want instant soup and instant coffee and even the lottery today. You don't have to wait till they draw the ticket. You could win right away. And in Ruchnis also, people want instant. Ruchnis is not instant. There is a guarantee for Hatzlacha. But that's the way the Eibishter made the world. Adam le'omos ulot. There's constant nisyonos. If someone, the only thing instant is failure. Yiyush is a knockout, like the Yisrael writes. Ein lecha machlo k'may hayish. When someone does try and he feels he's not being matzliach, that's his problem. We mentioned the other week the Goyin in Eben Shlomo Perek Dalet. Right? Someone tries and then he has tainus to Rabbeinu Shlom, where's the siyata d'shmaya you promised me? That the Goyin who ba'at me tilkel. That's what we see in America today. Everything has to be instant. And a week goes by and I'm not in the headlines. Where's the Hatzlacha, Rabbeinu Shlom? People say, I'm learning, I'm not matzliach. I asked them, who told you? Who told you not matzliach? If you use your kaychas and your kishreinis, and you use your full day, that's the toiv miyoy. That's the toiv miyoy that the Eibishter has such nachas is the real Hatzlacha. We have to know what Hatzlacha means. That's another problem. Could be a Yechav is better. But he has other mishreinis. And could be he has a good day, but you that struggle, you have a day that's toiv miyoy. A person has to properly define what Hatzlacha is. Yes, for you, getting out of bed is Kriyas Yamsuf. But when you do get out of bed, that's the Toivechot B'tzar, Mimei Shaloi B'tzar. So what do you mean you're not being Matzliach? There has to be a struggle. Nisyoinoi, each person has his own Nisyoin. The Goyin in Mishlei teaches the Pasuk. Hachzek M'musa Al-Teref Nitzra Kehi Chayecha. And I think this is a new teach in Nisyoinoi. And it says, Kimasha Odom Chai, who could they live by Mashalai Shava, Adheina, Ois Amida, Lachain Sarach, Tamil, Ischazek, Vim, Lo Yitzchazek, Lomalai Chayim. You know what the Nisayan is? The thing that you find hard. In other words, I learn good, and I have your Shemayim, but davening is just not for me. That's it, that I gave up. I have everything else. 95. No. Nisayan, that's your Nisayan. If not, Lomalai Chayim, that's where your Tachaz Chayim is. This Yainai, but those good, that's Taiv. But the Eibus the ones who need the Taiv Ma'ai. A person learns and davens, but he has a special cheshik for Yeshiva Shalashin Hara, whatever that means. That's your Nisayim. To know there's nothing a bigger fear than Yeshiva Shalashin Hara. Lashin Hara, Gehenim Dika Lashin Hara, Epshmash Seyev. But that's what it is. A person has one Shvach type, otherwise I'm fine. That's not a 95, that's a failure. Benis Yainai. The Ikke is Shaloi Lefachid Klal. Realize that you could be Matzliach. And let me tell you something from some experience and a lot of Ahava. the Derek Aliyah Bahar Hashem, a person has to believe in himself. A person has to believe in himself. Believe in yourself that in your matzav, with all the things that you're trying, Lama Hare Yaiser, Bain Shalom, in spite of that all, or maybe because of that all, like we saw from Yeruchim, because of all the Shverikaiten, that's your Derek Aliyah. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Tell it to yourself over and over. And who am I talking to you? You and you and every single person that's here today. Because each one of you, Rabbi Sai, the Eibishter Kaviyachol made a cheshbin and sent you an assayin that's a little smaller than you. So you have a guarantee from Kutzer Berichu before you begin that you could succeed. And the only one that won't succeed is the only one that won't try. Or the only one that's not, does not have the proper definition of Atzlacha. Remember, each one of you are the nimshel to that mashal. That you're doing the most difficult thing, but it's not impossible. You're guaranteed before you begin. And when it gets a little difficult, when you feel you're walking the tightrope and you're not going to make it, maybe think of the words of Rashi, HaKadosh Parshas Vayera. Vayoy metachna es bilcha. So Rashi says, what's Noah? Ain't Noah alashin bakasha. Amalai, the Rabbi Shalom told Avram, bakasha nimcha, ich bet vanaich, I beg you, amoid li ben zeh nesoyin. You could do it. Be amid ben nesoyin. Why? Why is the Rabbi Shalom begging from him? Because the Eibishter knew he could do it. Because the Eibishter guaranteed you. And if you don't do it, do you really believe in the Eibishter? No, the Eibishter bet for nun. And sometimes when it gets really hard, then realize that if you do start, then the Eibishter right now is calling Pamalia Delay, and he's telling them, Chazu, Chazu, I can't stop this person. I can't fool him. He sees through the Nisyonis and he goes weiter. He's not scared of Nisyonis. That's the Eibishter's greatest nachas. Let me just be Messiah with a verse I saw from Rav Tzadik, in Tzitzkes HaTzadik. I think it captures the whole message I'm trying to convey this evening. Kishem shetzorech ha'odom lahamid v'kodesh baruch hu, lahamid v'kodesh baruch hu. Just like a person has to believe in the Eibishter, kach tzorech lahamid bi'atzmoy. Kach tzorech lahamid bi'atzmoy. And he said that's the remez in v'yaminu v'ashem uv'moysha avdoy. Now for shteitzuch, you have to be a Rav Tzadik to say that. And you have to be a Rav Tzadik to explain it. But the little that I see so obvious and so apparent is, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself that before you began, you can be matzliach. Tzorich lahamin b'yatzmoy. Because habol etayim messiah noisay is unlimited. Believe in yourself. Remember what I tell you, believe in yourself. And you'll be zeicha that the Eibishter says, Chazu, Chazu, Ashrei Adam Shu Oymet Benesiyonai.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com